You are listening to Soul Podcast. Listen, learn and get entertained.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. This is me, Levi with some Prophet. Today I am going to tell you something about Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The year of sadness, the part of his life I want to talk about, is one of the hardest period in his life. During his life and the beginning part of his Prophet, he had a very, very difficult task too. Yet he had the support of two people, his uncle Abu Talib and his beloved wife Khadija radiallahu anha. What happened in the 10th year of the mission known as the Year of Sadness is both of them died in the same year. Now you can imagine what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going through at this point. Not only did he lose his beloved wife and his uncle whom he loved very dearly, he also lost the protection of his uncle from the Quraysh. The Quraysh were always trying to attack the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one of the things that was preventing them from harming him was the influence of Abu Talib. After the passing of his uncle, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was left in the vulnerable state. During this time, the Prophet decided to go to Taif to call people to Islam, but the persecution only increased. People, children, women and men lined up in rows and threw things at him. They threw stones to such an extent that he was wounded and bleeding. He was thrown out of the city in the type of humiliating way. One can only imagine what he was going through at this point. He then went and sat under a tree and made a very powerful dua. There is one aspect of the dua I want to focus on. This is the part of the prayer where he says, "As long as you are not displeased with me, then I don't mind what I face." Now this is mind-blowing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has gone through so much at this point. He lost his beloved ones, persecuted by his own people, wounded by the strangers and thrown out of Taif in such a humiliating way. Yet his number of concern was the displeasure of Allah. Now this end of itself is such a testament. It shows what the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, and it also an example for us. We too go through hardship. This example shows us what really, really matters. Any hardship that brings us closer to our Creator is actually good for us and will make us stronger. Any hardship or is, for that matter, that actually brings us away from our Creator is actually bad for us and will make us weaker. Now if you notice, after this period of time, Allah does something miraculous. Allah takes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam up into the heavens to a place where the one can go only after death. It gave the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a much needed boost. And it is a very symbolic lesson for us. When Allah takes away the creation, when He takes away something that we love, He gives back something which is better, so much greater. Now none of us are going to go up into the heaven in this life, yet we can experience the spiritual nearness of Allah if we react the right way. When Allah Himself gives us His nearness, that's all for today. Next time I will come with another interesting topic. Till then, Allah Hafiz.
Thanks for listening to Soul Podcast. To know more about us, visit our website www.tasoulbangladesh.com. Call or SMS to 0162 00 00994.